Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God, may we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All, from least to greatest, shall know me, says the Lord. For I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Sustain in me a willing spirit. I will teach transgressors your ways, that sinners may return to you. Create in me a clean heart for all.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. In the days when Christ Jesus was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Serves me must follow me, says the Lord. And where I am, there also will my servant be. Glory to you, Lord, and the Lord Jesus
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Greeks who had come to worship the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder, but others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this world, there are two ways of motivating people. One is force, the other is persuasion. In the first, you force others to do that which they have no desire to do. In the second, you persuade them to want to do it. With the first, you drive them on from behind. With the second, you draw them on from before. In the business of day-to-day living, there is an obvious need for both of these methods. No ordered society could exist apart from some degree of force. To suppose otherwise would not be faith, but foolishness. No straight-thinking person is ready to recommend that we abolish our penal code and do away with our law enforcement organizations. Anyone who believes that all people, given the chance, would voluntarily respond to sweetness and light is simply not facing the facts of human nature. There was a song once which said, "If only we had love, we could melt all the guns and give a new world to our daughters and sons." Well, now, that's a very beautiful thought. But the problem is that we don't have that kind of love. We have to deal with the world of reality as it is, not as we wish it could be like. Some degree of force is and will continue to be a necessary part of this present world order, whether we like it or not. But having said that, let's come back to recognize that the mission of the church and the message of the gospel lies in the realm of persuasion. At the close of today's gospel reading, our Lord says, Once I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. That sentence is set in the context of a group of Greeks who came to St. Philip seeking an opportunity to meet our Lord. St. Philip was not quite certain what to make of it. And so he talked it over with St. Andrew. And together they took that request to the Master. Up to this point, the Christian movement had been exclusively Jewish. Now here there were some Greeks knocking at the door. The disciples were puzzled. But our Lord saw the start of something big. It was in this setting that he said, "I will draw all men to myself." With that statement, he committed his cause and his followers to the power of persuasion. Whatever result was to come from his life and his ministry must come through the appeal of sacrificial love. His followers were to be an army of volunteers. All dedication to his cause must come from the heart. One impressive thing is that Christ believed in the power of persuasion and trusted everything to it. He lived in a world of brute force. Caesar was seated upon the throne of Rome, and from there he issued orders that affected the lives of millions of people. His authority was backed up by the world's most powerful army. At his command, tens of thousands of legionaries would take up arms and go forth to battle. Thousands of slaves waited to do his bidding. The Roman Empire believed in and lived by the power of the sword. In the midst of that kind of world, our Lord said, Once I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. Where is the Roman Empire today? Long since it perished from the face of the earth, and it is only a memory in a museum. But Christ is still here, over 2,000 years later, drawing men and women to himself. Napoleon Bonaparte once threatened Pope Pius VII. He said, "Don't you realize that I can destroy the church?" Stalin, the leader of communist Russia, once mocked the church and demanded, "How many armies does the Pope have?" These empires are dust and ashes. And Christ's church continues his work of persuasion. Could it be that over the long haul, persuasive love is more powerful than all the brute force that this world can muster? One thing is certain: the highest and the best qualities in our lives are the products of persuasion. Whatever genuine goodness there may be in us was not crammed down our throats by a fist. It was instead planted and nurtured and drawn out of us by something or someone good. Most of us know somewhat of what it means to love, to give ourselves in selfless devotion to others. Admittedly, we do not know nearly enough, and in our very best hours, we wish that we knew more. But still, we possess some capacity to love other people. Where did we learn that? How did that love become a part of our lives? The details will vary from person to person, but the overall answer to that question would be essentially the same for every one of us. We did not learn love through fear or force or threat of punishment. Love became a part of our lives through the power of persuasion. For most of us, it began with a mother and a father who spent themselves on our behalf without thought of any reward. And so long before we even realized, love was taking hold of our hearts with hands that would never let go. If we were to take an inventory of any worthwhile traits of character we may possess, we would find that this same principle applies. Are we trustworthy? And do we have the capacity to trust other people? We weren't forced to do that. We were attracted to that and drawn to that. Somewhere along the way, our life was influenced by someone who could be trusted. And just as important, we knew someone who trusted us. And so, through the gentle power of persuasion, trust worked its way into the very fabric of our lives. Always it is the same. Courage, compassion, devotion to duty, love of the truth. These were things that were not forced into our heads. They were drawn out of our hearts. Everything that is the highest and best in your life and mine is the product of persuasion. Our Lord said, Once I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. Now let's go one step further and recognize that we never really conquer anyone unless we do it by the power of persuasion. A clearer example of this appeared not more than 76 years ago. During World War II, the Nazi military machine overran most of the countries of Europe. But to say that these countries were conquered would not really be true. The resistance never stopped. The resentment of that bondage never died. It simply went underground and worked and waited for a chance to break free. There are not enough chains and clubs in the world to kill the desire for freedom in the human heart. Remember the old saying, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. And so when the Son of God set out to win this world, his one and only method was persuasion. Lifted up from the earth upon a cross, he would draw all men to himself. Now you and I are involved with him in that warfare. And he has given us no other weapon with which to fight. Only by that cross and the sacrificial love for which it stands will we ever win over the hearts of people from sin. This does not mean that we're being sent forth in weakness. Christ has placed in our hands the only tool that can ever really conquer anyone, the power of persuasion. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let us stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us offer our prayers and supplications to God through Christ Jesus our Lord.
For the church, that we might be so united in Christ dying and rising, that our witness will, like the grain of wheat, bear fruit for the reign of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer anguish in mind and body, especially those Christians who are suffering persecution in the Near East, Asia, and Africa, that their loud cries and supplications might be heard by the one who is able to save them from death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those preparing for the Easter sacraments, especially those in our midst as they seek to serve and follow Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the dead, especially Frank Rincon, that he might maintain the fullness of life in the eternal festival of the kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve and protect our nation at home and abroad, and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the internal repose of the souls of Ben Mir, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Patsy Hinojosa, Otilia Science, and Joe Cueva. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those intentions and prayers we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these intentions and prayers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, you have written your law upon our hearts. May that law be so evident to others that we draw them to you by all our words and deeds. We ask for this and for all our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. Hear us, Almighty God, and having instilled in your servants the teachings of the Christian faith, graciously purify them by the working of this sacrifice, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Dominus vobiscum.
Et spiritus tuo.
Sorsum corda. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro.
Dignum et ius
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so, with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim.
Sanctus,
Sanctus. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother Bishops Edmund and Renee, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Receptus salutaribus moniti, et divina institutione formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.